You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, Coach. Welcome to the podcast today. Before we jump in, I would like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Bar none. They are awesome. They rock. Mention Coach Unplugged. They'll give you $350 off. Those machines are sturdy. They will not break down. They were like my old Explorer. They would run. Also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's your one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's unlike anything out there. You know, you can join all these other courses, but I'm guarantee you don't get their cell phone number. You don't get one-on-one calls. You don't get, you know, hey, Tuesday, I need to call with you. That's what makes teachhoops.com different. We have everything you need to become a better basketball coach. Doesn't matter if you're youth, doesn't matter if you're high school, doesn't matter if you're college. We're here to help. We're here to mentor you through this great journey we call coaching. All right, let's head off to the podcast. All right, Coach, do you have a practice or a drill or something you do that would be like a golden nugget for coaches listening? Something that you that would be unique.
Every single day we work on 4-on-5 on defense. So it's a disadvantage drill. So we are a trapping, we're a 1-2-2 team. We do a little bit of 3/4 court, 2-2-1. And, you know, we even flirt with little cherry picking system or, you know, a couple different defenses where we got to learn to play 4-on-5. And then even it fits into our man-to-man defense because, you know, we're a pressure man. We try to get it to a side and then keep it there, but also right. We trap and rotate. So every day we work on 4-on-5, and I love the drill. And it's, you know, basically you have, you know, 5 orange, 5 white, because we're orange obviously, right. But it could be a dark jersey, and you have 4 in, and as soon as the defense gets a rebound or gets a stop, you throw it to the coach out of half court, and then one person steps off on defense because you switch it, and then the other person steps on. So it's a continuous 4-on-5, and you play to a certain score, and we love it. I mean, it really fits into our style, and we teach it to where we always want to have ball pressure. So it's not a zone. We want ball pressure. One pass away, we're denying. And then the guy that's farthest removed is usually guarding two. And we have them talk about it. And, you know, it just teaches you to make quick decisions, to be early and anticipate what the offense is doing.
So how long do you put that in? Did you put that in right at the beginning of the season? And then can you just say that drill now and they know it? How does that work?
Yeah, so we've been doing it for so long. It's kind of a staple to our program.
Okay.
So basically, when we say 4-on-5, they know rate, you know, they'll get in it within 5 seconds. We always count down 5, 4, next, you know, they're right into it.
Right. So it's kind of one of those system things that they already know. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I love that.
Every
day,
you know, you do your progressions when you're building up your defense, then we eventually get to 4-on-4 shell. And then it's usually fouls, it's 4-on-5. And then some days that we don't have time to do all the progression of our defense or building blocks, then what we'll do is we'll just skip right into 4-on-5 because every day we work on it.
Okay.
I just feel like you get advantage. Yeah.
I love that. Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you love it and you want to support us, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. 14-day free trial as we talk. Subscribe, like, jump up and down, do whatever you got to do. Those Apple podcasts mean a lot to us. I read every one of them. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.